let's make you Kyle Dubas for a minute. Does that freak you the hell out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would probably anyone, right?
Yeah.
Kind of not, though, just because of, you know, the strength of their team. Like, they had a really strong team. And, you know, when things weren't good with Freddie injury and Freddie not playing well, all of a sudden you have Jack Campbell, who's got 10 wins in a row, and things are looking pretty good. So I found it interesting last night where Elliott kind of showed the lineup without Nylander and what that looks like. And if you're comfortable and happy with that, I don't know. It looks way different without Nylander, doesn't it, to you guys? Like, if you're going in the playoffs, you're going, I don't know, I kind of like it. Kind of don't mind the look with Nylander there.
Well, it's like Jacques Martin used to say when he was the head coach of the Ottawa Senators. We need good depth. You got to have depth. Do the Leafs have enough depth?
That question, I do. I like their depth a lot. I think guys look really good. You know, obviously Jack Campbell, the way he's been able to play in net, which I think is so important, because I look at all the other really good teams and, you know, there's, you know, a good chunk of them that you're going, I don't know if that goaltending's going to be good enough or will be good enough to get you to where you need to go. So, you know, having both guys, if Freddie comes back healthy and ready to go, I think is massive. But at the same time, you look at their positions all over, and they've got pretty good depth. They've got good depth.
Up front, though, Colby, what kind of player should the Leafs go after? Like, that's been the question, right? Do you go after a high-skilled guy, a Taylor Hall, or do you go after a guy like Palmieri, who just got traded? Obviously, he's not available anymore. Boone Jenner got injured last night. It doesn't sound good there, so he's off, you know, the trade block right now. Who do you like for this group if they do go after someone?
Well, I think, I mean, I like Palmieri too. Like, that's the one guy I was thinking the Leafs could be fairly heavy on. Sorry about that. That's
everything my, okay?
Buzzer going off. Yeah. That's my buzzer going off as I rush
All right.
my son off to school.
Well, we just want to make sure everything's okay and you're not like reliving a scene from The Sopranos or something.
Yeah. No, everything is totally fine.
Okay.
The sun is shining. Yeah. No, but I did like Palmieri. I thought Palmieri would be a great fit. Obviously, a lot of intangibles. Like, a lot of those guys I look at, you know, for teams to acquire, and I'm like, what can they give you? Like, where are they going to fit? What can they do? Who would be good? Who has those intangibles to add a little bit of extra? And Palmieri seemed to be a guy for me on teams that you're looking to just add that extra guy that was going to be really, really good. So good for the Islanders, I guess, with him and Zajac. But yeah, if they can add any extra kind of intangible guy, I think a defenseman too would be nice for them, just for extra depth, right? Like, if you get an injury back there, I mean, what are we talking again for coming in at defenseman?
Sandin.
Sandin, or, you know,
hey, we're 2 degrees from Martin Marincin. That's as I like to say, Colby.
We're right there with Marincin. I know, and that could be a concern, I think, for the Leafs and Leaf fans. So I could see some D depth they're going and searching in that department for sure. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think that Islanders move also, like, really, especially in, you know, in this East Division too, with the Penguins and other teams, I wonder what that's going to make a lot of teams look at to have to do. And we'll see, I guess, in Canada, well, so what Winnipeg's going to look to do as well, because I think they want to add a defenseman. They're pretty deep up front, but if they add a defenseman, look out, they could be a pretty good powerhouse in the North Division. So Toronto's going to want to just kind of make sure that their depth is on point, I think.
So we were talking to Jeff Merrick about this yesterday and how, you know, well, they were 7-0-1, now 8-0-1 their last 9 games, and players are starting. You're starting to see a little bit more out of guys. Is that the product of you kind of hear trade rumblings in your name attached to guys and you could be out? And the reason I'm asking is, what was it like in Pittsburgh when you got moved to Atlanta? Did you kind of have an idea? And when you hear those rumors, what's that like in the room? Like I was talking to Cam, we had Cam Larry on also yesterday. I was never part of any trade rumors because no other teams wanted me, but I'm sure, you know, your career, you had teams calling about you if you were available, and obviously Atlanta picked you up from Pittsburgh, and you know, and I'm just wondering what's that like for guys in the room, and do guys feel that right now? Are guys playing better?
Yeah, I heard that with Cammy, that a couple clips with Cammy from you guys yesterday. It was really good about his trade story with Montreal, which was super weird, right? Like, gets called from the game on as he's walking on the ice. It's just wild. But for myself, yeah, I knew that, like, everyone knew our team was getting better. You know, we were headed in the right direction. And when teams, I think, put themselves, I think it's always kind of exciting, right? And Ziggy, you probably had this also just with your experience. When you guys were in a good position, you were like, okay, like, we're going to go for it. Like, we're going to probably get somebody to help us, or we're going to get somebody, you know, to put us over the top. You're either kind of in a position where you're selling, you're in a position where you're kind of okay and you're not going to do anything, I feel like most teams, or you're in a position where you're a good team or you're in the right direction. You just need a little help. And you know, the organization's going to come and do something good for you guys so that when you touch the playoffs, you're flying. And I think Pittsburgh was just in that situation with me to add, you know, they wanted to add a Hossa, which who wouldn't want to add a Hossa? So I got thrown into that deal. But I think everyone kind of knows that, right? Like, I see it too. Like, games are, for the most part, I think, starting to tighten up. We've had a lot of games where I think who's going to win isn't necessarily winning. So I think, you know, I got to give the guys a lot of credit just because this year has been, you've had to never before be, you know, so able to adjust to anything that comes your way day to day, which I think would be really hard. But, you know, for the way things are starting to tighten up right now, I mean, we're talking one goal games right to the wire, and, you know, teams giving that you wouldn't expect to have a chance to win are now starting to even beat some teams, you know, and it's just a lot tighter hockey right now. And it's not the Wild West of ripping goals, unless you're the Rangers against the Penguins the other night. But for most part, it is starting to tighten up, guys. And I think it's just because of that. I think it's, you know, coming down to the finals grind, the final stretch, you know, there's a lot more on the line. You know, every point is so huge, even more so as it was all season long. And then also, yeah, trade deadline. Like, you've got, you know, a lot of big things happening here in the next little while, and you got to see where your team is at and what your team's going to do, and, you know, a good kick at it. This is a super unique year, right? Like, you just got to get out of your division and you're in the semifinals. So a super unique year for a lot of teams. It's been pretty exciting. I love, like, the two-game stint. Don't you like that?
Yeah.
Scotty, you gotta that with the
baseball. I love the three-game, you know, the three-game stints too.
Three?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the three have been awesome. I don't mind it. Like, I gotta think that, you know, going forward, this is gonna be something that the NHL, you know, may look at a little bit for some road trips here or there. You stick around town and play a few games. Like, I think it's come around and they've pulled it off to make it work. You know, it's working.
Well, I know, and Ziggy wants to jump in on follow up on that point, but you guys played in the early ish 2000s, or at least you may remember, you used to play your divisional opponents 8 times during a season. And some of those you'd go to one city and you'd play on a Friday or a Sunday or a Saturday or a Monday, right? You'd play back to back in the same town. I always thought those were great, right? Because the second game, there's hate and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, especially now when, like, there's way more on the line, I don't know, I just sense it to being, a lot more important. But that's just me, like, the hockey fan. But I am liking it. And Ziggy, I remember, man, well, that was crazy. We didn't even play every team every year. They came and played us, and then the second year we'd go to play them, you know, like that. So sometimes we didn't even end up going to, like, Colorado or some of these, you know, other cities. But I think this format is something that, you know, you can take a small piece of it from, you know, this year and, you know, maybe look to the future of what it could look like, because it is, especially down the stretch right now, it is kind of making it a little exciting when you get these little stands and stints, these two-game, two-three-game stints.
I think if you throw fans into the arena, I think it would change a lot. Just like some energy, guys playing a little bit harder. I think there would be more. I think the games would spill into the next more, right? Like if you had a bit of a scrum or you had a fight or a bad hit, I think the next game would get worse. You'd have, you know, you have fans in there. It's loud. You have the energy, but it's kind of missing that, right? And I feel at times some of the three-game series, as exciting as it has been, you could almost see at times, and I'll speak more for the Leafs games, you'd have a little bit of a layoff where you're like, okay, I know I'm playing these guys 3 days. Like, we haven't seen a lot of big line brawls and fighting. The fact that guys are seeing the same guys night over night, we haven't really seen the rough side of the game because of it. I think that's one thing I'm surprised hasn't happened.
Yeah, like you underestimate, I guess we kind of don't at this point, what fans are to sports, right? Like being in that stadium or in that arena and what that means. So, Ziggy, I think you're 100% right. Like everything about my playing career of the moments that, you know, were awesome, like had to do because of the moment happened, but like the reaction in the with the crowd or stepping on the ice with that energy. And you can't energy without having that. And you're right, in these two game sets, to have that extra boost and having the guys like kind of overreact, if you will, or get carried away with their emotions to that feeling is what kind of elevates everything. So you're right. Yeah. And hopefully, with playoff hockey, especially down here, we're getting people back in in the events and in the rinks with the playoff atmosphere down the stretch. It should be pretty interesting. Get a little better vibe going, right, with the hockey fan watching their team with some fans in the stands. That would be awesome.